Cities in the Wilderness, A New Vision of Land Use in America, by Bruce Babbitt, published by Island Press, read by Bruce Babbitt. Preface. In the summer of 2005, as the first edition of this book went to press, I began preparing for the requisite book tour, during which authors are expected to promote sales by slogging through airports, lingering in bookstores hoping for an occasional buyer, holding forth at evening book parties attended by loyal friends of the host, and by trying to interest talk show hosts intent on debating whether McCain will get the nomination or whether Hillary can win a general election. And all in all, my topic, land use planning, was likely to be a hard sell. Then, on August 29th, just as I set out on tour, Hurricane Katrina descended on New Orleans. Land use now became an interesting and relevant subject. By coincidence, I had devoted this book's first chapter to explaining how a history of good land use planning had minimized hurricane damage in the state of Florida, and I now had a good opening for discussing the unhappy and chaotic Katrina experience in Louisiana. Eventually, I arrived in New Orleans, where I joined in debates over the future of that city, only to discover an aspect that I had not written about. Outside New Orleans, all along the Gulf coastline, sea levels are gradually rising, inundating beaches, eating away the land, and dissolving the coastal wetlands. Looking at the numbers, I could see that the Louisiana Delta, a rural region home to more than 1 million residents, mostly of Cajun extraction, is disappearing beneath the waters. By the end of this century, most of the Delta may be underwater, leaving New Orleans as an island surrounded by huge levees. Some weeks later in California...